It was late 2022 when the good news emerged that a whopping $170 million in government funding had been approved for the development of the infrastructure side of the city's North Keys. While 2023 has seen much more good news on the North Keys front, with the physical work commencing on the new sustainable transport bridge that will link the Keys with Ferrybank. As it stands, work is progressing well on the project, with construction of the new integrated transport hub on track to be completed in 2025. Meanwhile, Dublin-based Harcourt Developments are currently finalising their planning scheme for the private SDZ development of the North Keys site. The mixed-use development is expected to include residential, office and hotel accommodation, some retail and high-quality public space. Well, back in March, shortly after a groundbreaking ceremony took place for the North Keys project, Damien had an interesting chat with award-winning architect and TV presenter Hugh Wallace. He is the architect who will be designing the new development, and he explained to Damien what Waterford people can expect.
Well, we've created the master plan, which is within the parameters of the SDZ, and the first portion will be the middle section of the development, not disregarding what's going to happen to the east and west end, but very much an integrated design for the entire. And the centrepiece will be a hotel, offices, a tall, iconic building, which will house either bedrooms or will be a destination in its own right. Then we have apartments, and then we go down to the entrance to the integrated railway hub. So there's a lot going on, and it's about the connectivity in connection with, obviously, the river, the shore, which is just such an amazing asset. And even more interestingly is because the site is on the north side, it gets all the sunlight and the views to the south of the existing city. So it's very exciting.
Have you ever done anything like this before, Hugh?
We have up in Drogheda. We did a large major project in part of the old docklands up in Drogheda. And we've done a huge amount of work as well in Galway. So we're used to understanding how you do two things. This site is very important, and we're working very closely with members and the team in Harcourt, such as Pádraig Power, in the development of the vision. So if you like, there's a vision of this site from the south side, from the Keys on the south side, which is one, if you like, architectural element. But more importantly for me is when you're actually on the ground on the North Keys, that there's an interaction between the buildings and, you know, pedestrians and people on the ground, in the coffee shops, in the food and beverage, in the retail. And that to me is a fundamental connection. Mm. And also taking elements of the history of this site. So there are elements of the docklands are brought back into the development at ground level, you know, the touchy-feely. So when you look across the river at the moment, there's the most amazing timber quayside, and the timbers are still there. And so what we want to do is preserve those timbers and reuse them so they become part of the tactile journey of exploration when you're walking along the quayside.
Again, I want to not delay you for too long, but go into a little bit more detail, if you wouldn't mind, in a second. But you, like a good politician, you avoided my question very nicely there a few minutes ago, where I asked you the one about, do you take on board previous architectural designs on this? Like, obviously, it's not a case of robbing other people's ideas, but what we've seen, what we've seen so far in terms of design concepts for the North Keys, are you designing something completely different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And with that,
the reason for that is because we think it's very important that this is a unique project in Ireland, and therefore it has to stand scrutiny. But most importantly, it has to add to Waterford as a city. And if you like, Waterford is and will be the main city in the southeast. And it's so important that that is the case.
Mm.
You know, you've got work going to happen on the airport. You have the new harbour facility has opened further down the river. You have all that history in Waterford. And if you like, it needs to be exploited.
Yeah. No, the reason...
And at the moment, it's not quite, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it is Ireland's oldest city, as we know, and it is the capital of the South East. I'm not just saying that for being in Waterford, but I understand where you're coming from on that. And yeah, there has been a diminution of, the importance of Waterford over years, and we're looking at reclaiming that. And people are very excited about this. Are you excited about this project?
Oh, I'm blown away. I think that, like, I'm 66, so I'm very excited because, if you like, this project will see me out in terms of designing architecture. So it's so important to me.
Mm.
You know, it's so important to Harcourt because they also have done amazing developments, like, you know, the Titanic up in Belfast, but also the tobacco warehouse and the developments in Liverpool. So they have a great understanding of taking inner city sites and, you know, reimagining them as destinations and, like, adding destinations within their developments. And that, to me, is the proposition for Waterford, that it's about reinforcing Waterford as the city of the southeast.
Yes.
But also really making it into a destination.
Okay, I want to ask you about that destination specifically in a second, but again, it just, Harcourt is doing its own thing with yourselves, as I said, so any previous designs are kind of gone by the wayside now, which that's just the way it is, I presume, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It is, yeah. And also, you see, legislation has changed and building control has changed, so they also influence how the building should be designed.
Okay.
And, you know, that whole thing of permeability, I think, is very important. That the development is permeable through the development. So that if I'm on the road or I live on the other side of the development, I can still see through it to the river and to the water.
Mm. Well, you don't want to be able to see through people's living rooms, obviously, so that'll be...
No, you won't. You'll be seeing through their garden. You'll be looking through their garden.
Okay. Is there going
to... It's huge changes in legislation for the better in terms of the quality of a parcel.
Okay, yeah. No, I agree with you on that. So, with that in mind, what actually happens next, Hugh? Do ye have to seek planning permission? But because it's an SDZ, you don't have to seek planning permission. Is that right?
Well, we have to seek a particular... We have to seek that the work we are doing complies with the SDZ.
Yes, okay.
And that is the application.
Okay. Are you looking at a particular aspect of this middle development as a start-off, as being a big statement piece? Like, what's going to be, is this going to be of a European or a world standard? Is there anything that we're going to be able to say, if somebody sees it on a postcard, they'll say, that's Waterford?
Well, I think there are two elements. First of all, we're going to have an iconic building that will be a statement with, as you look across the bridge. So your eye will be drawn across the bridge. You then have a new plaza or square as your arrival point into the development. Then you're going to have a series of landscaped gardens bringing you down to the railway station and the connection between the transport hub and the development. And you also have the link of the greenway. So there's... All of a sudden, what you have is permeability, both from cycling and from pedestrians, which you really don't have at the moment.
Mm.
You actually can't get from the north side of Waterford into the city as a pedestrian. And that's the big change. And the architecture will be very sympathetic to its location.
Okay. Are there enough green areas in the proposed site?
Oh, there'll be a park at the west end of the site, and then you have two large public plazas. You'll have a Waterford promenade that's 10-12 metres wide, plus then a number six public small public gardens, and then you have five private gardens for the apartment.
Okay. How big is the hotel? How many rooms in the hotel, Hugh?
150.
150, okay. How many?
And with this will come conference facilities, function rooms. There'll be small restaurants, retail. So it's very much a mixed development.
Okay.
But one that supports the existing city centre. It's not to detract from the city centre, but to support it.
Yes. How many apartments?
Over 340.
340, okay. Of varying sizes, I presume, one, two, and three bedrooms.
Three, twos, ones.
Would you agree?
I've chosen my one.
Fair play to you, the penthouse one. Are you agreeable? Yeah. Do you think there should be a mirror development or something like a linear park on the far side of the river on the South Keys that would in some way complement what you're doing on the North Keys? Obviously, your South Keys, you've nothing to do with the South Keys, but it's a big car park at the minute. But it would be great to see some development there that would maybe reflect what you're doing. Would you agree?
I think the intention of the council is that's what they are proposing. But not only will it be a linear park, it will have buildings in it, which may well be whatever use they are. It might be another hotel, it could be apartments, it could be offices. And I think that's important, that there is an opportunity here to really reinforce the heart of Waterford.